So that's number one. But there's another reason I think that Jesus used a little child as the object lesson for his illustration. Jesus has a name that he refers to his followers as. It's a two-word name. The initials are LC. What do you think he recalls his followers? Little children. Who said it? RJ. I thought it was Tom's voice up there hiding behind that tower. Yeah. Jesus calls his followers little children. He wants you to get something. He's a connection he's trying to make in this illustration. Little children. Matthew 18, 2 and 3. Jesus called a little child to them, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as what? Little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." In John 13, 33, he said to his followers, "Little children, I shall be with you a little while longer." Even the apostles pick up on it. They start using the same phrase. Paul told the Galatians in Galatians 4:19, "My little children for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you." And then the apostle John said in John 1, "My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin." You want to see a little child? Look to the person next to you. Rachel's like, "Don't even go there." She's, I'm looking at you, Mom and Dad, too. He calls us little children. He calls you little children. He calls me little children. And so he expands this concept of a reward to include not only what is done for these innocent little tykes, but also whatever you do for someone who is a follower of Jesus Christ, you will by no means lose your reward. Mark 9:41, he says, a few verses down, "For whoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name, thank you very much, Gus." Hallelujah. "Because you belong to Christ, assuredly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward." The moment you do that, it is sealed to your account. And the every day brings you closer and closer to that moment when our glorious Lord and Savior will look into your face and reward you with the recognition of having loved in his name. Oh. He gives us a foretaste of it now, man. Praise God. Whenever you minister to someone in the body of Christ, thank you, dear. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Whoever gives someone just a cup of water in my name. Whew. Whew. Hallelujah. Whenever you minister to someone in the body of Christ, when you call someone and just allow them to lean on your shoulder, just give them an ear. When you sit with someone in over a cup of coffee, when you share some pizza with them, and you just sit around and love on each other because they're a Christian brother or a Christian sister. When you see a need that someone has and you go without being asked, just out of the zeal of your heart, and you lovingly, graciously fill that need, whether it's for service or whether it's for finances or whether it's for some other thing that they need in their life, time, babysitting, whatever it happens to be. When you minister that love and affection and lavish that on the body of Christ, you are doing that to none other than Jesus. And you will by no means, everybody say, by no means. By no means, by no means lose your reward. We have an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, reserved for us in the heavens. It's good down here to be in the kingdom, but up there it's beyond words. You spell that MMM-MMM-MMM. That's what I think about that. And let me tell you something. How many football fans are in here? Couple. Hey, today. How many Steelers fans? Okay. Caught you. How many Jets fans? How many Green Bay fans? There you go. Raise them high. Bears. Any Bears fans? Yeah, okay. Let me tell you, there's only one thing more exciting than watching the Super Bowl. That's watching Mark Slater watch the Super Bowl. Do you know how excited you get when the game is close and everything is on the line and it's all boiled down to one play and somebody breaks through at the line of scrimmage and starts running down the field? Isn't that exciting? Isn't it exciting when somebody goes back and he's in the pocket and he's in danger and he gets the pass off at the last millisecond and it sails down the field and some guy reaches up and with one hand pulls that thing out of the air and runs across the line for a score? How many people get excited about that? Ah! Yeah. Yeah, Ravens fans don't get that excited. But just think if you were a Redskins fan. I'm in so much trouble. But you know what I'm talking about. You know what that excitement is so big that you literally leap off the couch and the popcorn flies and you're jumping up and down screaming like an idiot at the television. You know what I'm talking about? Go for it. Oh, you've got the heart condition. You're like, yay. No, you don't. Not anymore. We prayed that out of you, brother. God, you're going to be jumping and screaming again. Just think, that's what the angels do when you score a touchdown in the kingdom of God and you minister that love and you hand off that love to a brother or a sister in Christ, or you throw that bliss bomb down the road and bless somebody and fill their life with that glory. The angels are leaping off the couch in heaven and going, woo! Jesus said, likewise, I say to you, there's joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. They get fired up over this stuff. It's real. Jesus said so. We're entertaining angels. God hears every cry of our hearts. When someone is in need and they're like, God, I just don't know how I'm going to make it. And somebody in the body comes and loves on them. Let me tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels, man. I'd love to see me some angels jump off the couch, boy. You know, all that glory just goes all over the room, you know. Starts dripping down the walls and stuff. You know, it's just like, man, it's no wonder gold dust shows up sometimes, man. It's because angels are jumping off the couch all the time. Praise God. Yeah, that's glorious. People are not a distraction to your ministry. They are your ministry. God gives you a chance to minister love to somebody. Man, I don't care what you're doing. Set it down. Love on them. Even the people that are so much a part of your life that you take them for granted, especially the people that are so much a part of your life that we tend to take them for granted, they tend to fade into their scenery because we see them all the time. Especially them, just take a moment and stop what you're doing and shock them. I don't believe it. You'll never guess what he said to me today. Oh my gosh. I couldn't believe it. She smiled at me. She hasn't smiled at me in 15 years. Especially those people. Oh my gosh. The phone rang and I looked over and whose name was on the phone? I had to double check. I thought, man, it must be something in my eyes or something. I could have sworn it said so-and-so was calling. Isn't it glorious what happens when we love on the people of Christ? I know we've been here a long time and I almost hate to go here. I almost feel like just wrapping this up and just leaving it at that. Maybe I will. Huh? To be continued. Maybe that's what the Holy Spirit is saying today. I think that's what the Holy Spirit is saying today. I'll take this other part next week, maybe. Amen. Did anybody... Huh? Yeah. If I did this other part now, you get whiplash. You got to. I know, it's like 24. All right, so maybe I'm not Jack Bauer, but, you know. Thank you, brother. Pretty cool, too. God bless you, dear. Whoever's name came to your mind when I was saying those things just now, if God put a vision in your mind of you doing something for them, maybe it's someone who has never called you in so long. Maybe it's someone who hasn't said a nice word for you in a long time. Maybe it's someone that you might feel neglected from. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Whatever name came into your mind, whatever you saw yourself doing, let me encourage you. Let me challenge you today. Call them. Smile at them. Give them a hug. Love on them. Break their heart. In a good way. Break their heart for joy. Yes. Amen.